Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Snowbike Mike back here for another episode of the We Outside Outside Boys podcast. Of course, it's just one outside boy today. Roger's busy. Greg's still out on vacation. So this is your Greg way for a lovely Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday in September. I have lost all track of time and day. As you can see, the sun has gone away. It's not cloudy here in Daly City. No, it's actually a beautiful fall day. The issue, we must have a controlled burn somewhere in the area, or we got a wicked bad wildfire because we got smoke settling in here to the peninsula. It's not the foggy penny, it's the smoky penny today. And so make sure to keep your windows tight. Try to keep air, you know, inhalation to a minimum if you can. Try not to go out running, you know, just relax if you're here in the Bay, because we got some smoke settling in. But of course, welcome in, Kind of Funny Best Friends. This is your Greg way for this lovely Tuesday in September. Greg's still out on vacation. Roger, too busy to be bothered. He's a very busy guy. And so I thought, you know what? I'll come kick it with all of you. I'll come bring the energy, and I'll take over today's Greg way, which is fun because when it's you and I, Patreon best friends, I get to talk with all of you and share some fun stories. So of course, to start off, let's say thank you. We're halfway through the month of September, and of course, this wouldn't be possible without each and every one of you. So thank you for your support over on Patreon, on Kind of Funny, and on Kind of Funny Games. You all keep the lights on. You all make this incredible, and you make it so we can do dope content like this. And you know, I love the daily vlogs. If it was my way or the highway, I'd be doing a vlog for you every day. We'd be going on dope adventures. I'd be sharing my life with you. And so when Greg is out, I get to do that. And today, unfortunately, we waited till the very end of the day. Roger got very busy. So I was like, you know what, Rog? Let me do it. I'll go talk to the people because I got plenty to talk about, especially because this Thursday, we say goodbye to the diamond and hello to the pitch. We go to play the most beautiful game, soccer, aka football, depending on where you're from in the world. But we're going to play co-ed 8v8 soccer starting this week for the next 6 weeks. I'm very excited about trying soccer out as an adult. I have not played soccer since I was a young child, probably middle school, high school days, but of course I still got it. Okay, as many of you know, I'm going to step on to this AstroTurf field and absolutely dominate. That's not a question in my mind, but I'm very excited to see what adult league soccer is like, because this isn't your Sunday league soccer match with a bunch of dudes grunting and running. This isn't, you know, women's soccer, the collegiate level where they're all nasty and incredible. No, this is co-ed over 30 soccer where guys and gals come together and just spend a nice fun Thursday evening together. And I'm excited to see what the level of play is. Are people running? Are people pushing? Are people actually kicking and scoring? Or does this turn out to be a small children's soccer affair where everybody clumps around the ball and nothing really gets done? You would hope that a bunch of sensible adults would know the routine. They would know to spread out. They know to attack the gaps. They know to put a forward pass on it, maybe lift the ball up for a lob. We'll see. I'm not going to put anything past what we'll see on Thursday, but I can promise you this. Going to come in with a positive attitude. If we learned anything from 8 weeks of softball, is that going outside, getting active with your friends in a fun community-based kind of event is really special, right? We met some new people, we shared some smiles, we definitely saw Blessing and Katie both get better week by week in softball, and that was really impressive. And of course, me come off of an injury, you know what I mean? I might have pulled my hammy, but I was still playing great every single week. And so this time around, we're going to play soccer, and it's 8v8. So that leads me to believe we're not playing east to west as a normal soccer match. We're going to play north to south and cut the field in half to reduce the amount of running, reduce the amount of people kind of slowing down and getting tired. Will there be a goalie? I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know what to anticipate here, but good times. And so we're going to come in with a positive mindset of like, hey, let's bring some brewskis. Let's bring some, like, cosmic brownies from Little Debbie, some Nutter Butters, you know, maybe some orange slices, you know, and let's just have a fun time playing some soccer. And that's what I'm most excited about. Blessing is team captain. He didn't want to be team captain, but he was elected to be team captain. He's overseeing 13 human beings, and I'm very excited to see how Blessing falls into a leadership role. You know, because this is, we're not leading an army. We're not leading a corporate 9-to-5. No, we're just leading 13 people to show up on time, maybe get a little bit of practice in beforehand, and just kind of have a fun, awesome, engaging evening. So I'm looking forward to Blessing setting the tone early. I expect pregame stretches. I expect a circle up with a soccer ball in the middle, passing amongst one another, learning each other's names. Where you from? What do you do? Hey, Fred, you're looking good today. Did you stretch? Awesome. Then, a pregame speech. I expect all team captains to come with a pregame speech. Something to get you hyped, something to get you rallied up, and most importantly, something to bring us all together and just remind everyone, hey, you've been working hard. You've been going to school. Tonight, this is where we let loose. Tonight, this is where we relax, we laugh, we have a good time, and maybe we try to get better every single week. So that's where I want to see Blessing set the tone in those areas. Then after that, he's got a big one on his hands. How do you deal with subs? How do you organize who's going out first? Because I'll tell you what, nothing more awkward than what we just did for 8 weeks of softball, where we would be done batting and we'd go out into the field. No one would communicate. No team captain stepping up to assign people roles. People would just run out to the field and just kind of pick a spot and stand there. Great. Let people figure it out. Will Blessing do that for soccer, or will he pick seven people? Say you're out first. The next five or whatever sitting on the bench, you're going to be in 10 minutes, right? Like, what's the subs? What's his game plan? Very much looking forward to that. And most importantly, let's talk about me. Because this is what this Greg Way is all about. It's about me today. Let's talk about how I'm going to dominate the pitch. As many of you know, when you think about sports, you think about that competitive edge. You have to visualize what you're going to do, okay? There's practice, there's preparation, there's visualization, okay? You need to look at yourself and say, what am I going to do this week on the pitch? How am I going to get better? How am I going to dominate? How am I going to help the team win? And so when I look forward to this, there's one of two ways, okay? Of course, I'm going to sit back, relax. I'm not going to say anything. This is Blessing's team. I want to see Blessing succeed. I want to help him grow as a leader. And most importantly, I want to be there to have the good time. So I'm not saying anything, chat. I'm not saying anything, best friends. I'm just going to let it ride. I'm just going to hang tight, relax, maybe pop a little White Claw and just kick it. You know what I mean? But when I do get my time on, I'm going to be the best I can be. I'm going to run like a cheetah. I anticipate probably at the end of this 40-minute match, maybe, I mean, minimum 5,000 steps in, if not more. I anticipate to be all over the field, just running back and forth. Probably top speed, 17 miles an hour, you know, going from goal to goal. You know, don't want to throw any crazy numbers out there. I anticipate a lot of great dribbling. You know, I will tell you that my ball handling skills, pretty freaking solid. I'm looking to nutmeg somebody. I'm looking to spin against somebody. I'm looking to maybe Mbappe throw the ball over the back of my head. It goes over your head like it's a street ball and one situation, run past you, you know. And so when it comes to dribbling, I'm feeling good. When it comes to scoring, I'm Lionel Messi, okay? I'm going to shoot this ball from easily 40 yards away. Now, mind you, the pitch is probably only 40 yards, so let's bring it in a little bit. I'm going to be outside of the box, and I'm going to kick something so fierce with my right foot, people are going to scream, he just bent it like Beckham. or, Blessing comes to me and says, Mike, I'd love you to be goalkeeper. Then, I'm going to get my Tim Howard on, okay? I'm going to allow no goals week one. If I go in to the box, I'm going to jump, I'm going to leap, I'm going to dive. I'm going to attack the ball at any given chance, and I'm going to protect that net. And I feel like those are like your two options for me. But mind you, I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to sit back, relax, have a good time. Blessing asked me to go there. I'll play defense. He puts me on offense. I'm going to play offense. He wants me to be goalie. I'm goalie. But I'm just visualizing what I'm going to do. And this is, of course, what we did before softball. You got to visualize what you're going to do on the diamond. How you're going to attack the day. Are you going to try to hit it opposite every single time? Are you going to try to hit it over the first baseman's head? Maybe a little blooper to left field? You know, you just got to be thinking about these things, everybody. And so I challenge all of you, as we wrap up this Greg Way, of just Mike talking to himself. You know, getting it out is really what I want to title this. Mike gets it out ahead of adult soccer league. I want to challenge all of you. As we say goodbye to summer and we say hello to fall, think about what you want to do. Think about where you want to be. What kind of fun activities do you want to get in on? Maybe you're like me and you want to go take a pottery class every Friday night. Go do it, okay? Maybe you want to take a little paint and sip class. Maybe you want to go run down the block and do a sub 7-minute mile like me. Challenge yourself. As we say goodbye to summer, we say hello to fall and winter, right? Let's go attack it. Let's get after our goals. Let's have some fun. And of course, most importantly, don't be afraid to share your goals. You know, me and Roger made a big effort. We want to see all of you comment, whether it be on Patreon or on the YouTube, preferably the YouTube, so me and Roger can see them. Go to the YouTube video, leave a comment. What is your goal for fall and winter? It doesn't have to be play a sport. It doesn't have to be go to the gym. It could be read a book. It could be learn how to draw. I don't care. I just want to know what your goals are, what your fun ideas are for the fall and winter, and maybe we can hang out together and do something. Right? Are you playing fantasy football? Let me know. You know what I mean? Other than that, this has been your Greg Way for a lovely Tuesday. A lot of smoke in the air. It's going to give a lot of people headaches. It's going to get up in your nose. You know, I've dealt with wildfires a lot in my day, and I'll tell you what, nothing worse than working in the smoke, sitting in the smoke, living in the smoke. It really does suck. Got that smell of just a campsite campfire right there. And that's what we're going to be sitting in for a little bit as we just kind of hang out with this unfortunate situation. Hopefully, it's a controlled burn. If it is a wildfire, that truly does suck. And man, oh man, that just continues to happen here on planet Earth. So make sure to take care of yourself, your loved ones. Check in with your family. Be wildfire ready. Be mindful of your property. Be mindful of where you live, whether you're renting or owning. Just be mindful of your spots. Do you have the bug out bag that has all of the, you know, needed pieces of your life ready to go at a moment's notice? Are you making sure that you're cutting down brush and just like flammable items around your property line, right? Do you have the hoses ready? Do you have water readily available? Is the car filled up with gas? Okay, don't pull the Andy Cortez and drive around with a half tank or less. You should always have more than a half tank of gas. And that's just life lessons with Snowbike Mike. That's how we'll end this. Thanks everybody for tuning in to another Greg Way with Mike and the Back Outside Boys. It's another We Outside podcast. Solar powered, protein powered, powered. I miss you. I'll see you all soon. Can't wait to give you another Greg Way tomorrow, since Greg is still on vacation, having fun. Here's me scooting into the camera to look at you one more time. Bye, everyone.